Today on EPL, we will discuss being found out. What happens when the truth comes to light and we see who you really are? Stay tuned.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Light them up, y'all.
Courtney's birthday, everybody. Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. We're so glad that you joined us, and we would be remiss to not celebrate our one and only militant me, Courtney Stewart. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday.
Make a wish.
I love it. And I wish we turned the song off. Thank you. We gotta turn the song off. I think we good. Let me decorate. Oh, it's so pretty. Look at the cake. They're so soft.
I left them in a car, and then I like just left the car in the sun. Oopsies. It was cool this morning. This weather was crazy. Yeah.
It was cold yesterday,
and then it's cool today. You just never know. That's why they call the weather Mother Nature.
That's true.
Women, we have many moods and seasons and
menopause. Yes, yes.
Shades, honey. Speaking of shade, let me introduce.
Here we go.
You know what?
I should wear like a badge of honor. I should just come in a cape from now on.
You have your sunglasses.
You got them on.
Yes. I have my sunglasses. You know why I do this?
Because of the shade.
Wait, Diva D. This is my show, Diva D. So I am Cherie Fletcher. Hello. Thank you for joining us. And then we have, to my left, we have our one and only, our regular co-host that we love and we just enjoy. Every time she comes, she makes us laugh. Miss Michelle Epps is in the house. And then, to her left, we have my shady me. And that is back again for a second time. We're going to see if there's going to be a third. We're just going to see how this goes. Diva D in the house. Hey, Diva D. And last but never least, my militant me. Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you.
Courtney Stewart in the house.
I'm here.
Taurus.
So yes, what'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday I kept it kind of chill. A friend took me to lunch. We had lunch and a couple drinks, and then another friend came and hung out, and we went to dinner and had some more drinks, and we'll have a little party on Friday.
That sounds amazing.
We kept it light on school night.
And you were well celebrated.
I was well celebrated. I appreciate it very much.
And that's what counts.
A big birthday person and y'all making me
feel special. I have a little gift for you. Don't let me, from the Cherie Elizabeth boutique, shameless plug. Just don't let me forget to give it to you.
Don't be ashamed. Plug it.
I like all that stuff, girl.
I've had a revelation. I think we need 2 bottles of alcohol.
I think we do.
Apparently. Diva D drinks a lot.
You know what? I knew somebody was going to say something. Because it kind of gets away from me. You know, I kind of get away from myself after one or two.
We will have to do, I think you're right. We have to, because normally Demetrius, who's on vacation, does not partake.
That's true.
He doesn't partake.
At all.
You can invite me when Demetrius is here, too.
Hello.
I may bring my own little bottle and my mixer.
You look like somebody to have like a little flask with some rhinestones on it or something.
You know,
like,
I used to carry a flask.
See what I'm saying? Oh.
When I was horseback riding. Oh. Because I had to learn to canter and I got nervous. And they said, well, you just need to relax. So I put a little port wine in my flask and I was sitting in the car. And just take a little nip and put it down. It was so relaxing.
I bet it was. Do they even still make port wine?
Yes.
I have not seen port wine in
many moons.
Do y'all even know what port wine is?
Yes. You have like a tawny port. You know, like, what is it, like 15 years, 20 years? I think I have a 40-year at home.
What?
That I'm saving for a special occasion, honey.
Okay. Now, what would qualify for a special occasion to open up that?
When 40? I finally get opened up. When I finally get some, I'm going to open up that bottle.
You ain't had none in a long time?
Oh, honey.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Okay.
What's a while?
Well, I mean.
Hours, days.
Like, full on, like, excited.
Like
release.
A love expression, kind of, or you're not
years.
Looking for? Okay,
years.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
wait,
been
love
for
expression.
Years.
See, that's
what are you looking for? A love expression,
or are
you
just
looking to just?
Good,
well, I'm never looking just to hook up. I feel like I'm under pressure.
I know,
like,
Michelle is intense.
Have a
now.
Like, what are you doing?
Michelle is looking through Diva D right
because
now.
She said the love expression. Forget all that. Would you, smack it up, flip it, rub it down?
No, but I don't like that either.
But you might not like it, but when was the last time you...
The last time I got, like, just, thrown around?
No,
just the last time you got, you smashed. Like, when's the last time you
had an encounter?
Well, I consider smashing, like, when you actually...
You don't have to like it.
Have the release and the, the orgasmic experience, and I haven't had that in years.
But what?
No, yeah. Because some people don't make you have that, so...
Exactly, that's
but
true.
You can kind of handle...
He's getting around the question.
But you can handle your own business, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, everybody handles
their own
business.
We have to literally take matters into our own hands.
Everyone
handles
that. No, those are some of the most fun times.
Hello.
I mean, open up that bottle
of
port
tonight.
That's
what I'm saying. Worthy of that 40-year-old port. Hello.
Yes.
Well, let's get right into our show. We had the MTV Awards, the 2017, and we would be remiss to miss the opportunity to have Diva D weigh in on... The red carpet and the fashion choices of the stars and the attendees.
Oh, yes.
So,
okay, so
I tried to put this little collage together. It's really small for us, but... Okay. Thank you.
Zoom in on Tracee Ellis, because I love her.
Yes. She's at the bottom.
Tracee Ellis.
At the bottom, the second one.
The Rainbow Connection.
The Rainbow, yes.
The Rainbow Connection.
So
I
what did you think of that? You loved it?
I loved it. It was fun.
I love the colors.
She's got that. Yeah. She's got her mother's energy about her. Mm-hmm. And so lately whenever I see her, her style is her own.
Yes.
But it's very reminiscent of that mahogany era, Diana Ross. And she, does her own little unique style.
Yes.
This is two for her because, she was my favorite from the Met Gala. Yeah. But I love the colors. I love the play on it. Yeah. Anytime a queen sings a rainbow, honey, we're happy. because I know she's down for the cause.
Hello.
Or is it a fist or is it a wrist? She's down for the cause.
I love it. So we have kisses and hisses. So she's kisses.
She was
we're
my
giving
favorite.
Her kisses.
Yeah,
okay.
She's kisses. Issa Rae is right next to Tracee Ellis
in
the blue leather. It's a hiss of a kiss.
Yeah.
Because I like Issa. I just think... weather-wise, the leather, it was cold. It hasn't been that warm. But it just seemed like a lot going on with the pleats off to the side. Mm-hmm. It didn't
and
really
the
do
the
bust line
around
didn't
the,
fit.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Didn't, they didn't tailor it
like
at all
a vanity,
to her bust line.
Like
but
a,
could that be the look, though?
I saw a lot of pictures and sideways. It was like it just
she's
was
wearing
weird.
Had like a Vanity 6 extra.
Oh,
you know,
no,
in the
not
video.
The extra.
And then her hair, I can't really tell what it's doing.
Yeah.
It looks like a fan.
They did like a twist back and then they put a piece for the girl.
They were running behind.
They didn't finish that.
Yeah.
We hissing you, Issa Rae, even though we love you.
And this is homegirl right next to her.
Amber Rose.
And I normally don't care for Amber.
But you like this?
I do like this. And I'll tell you why I like it. Because it's sexy without having to be... Like the sex out there. Like sometimes I feel like a used condom is going to fall out from underneath her because she just puts it all out there
and
it's too much. But
ain't nothing left to my imagination.
No, but
what's she hiding? That one leg?
Well, no. Well, it's for her, this is, I could see her wearing this to church. Like for her, this is covered up.
That's true.
Am I wrong?
No.
This is covered up for her.
Yeah, because normally, when she goes to these shows, it might be something very see-through. Yeah. I don't know if she ever shows nips, but...
She does.
Okay.
She does nips, cheeks,
It's like
everything.
This is covered up for her.
Right.
And some of our viewers are actually, quote-unquote, they're listeners. So, you guys, she's got this mid-drift top on, and then she's got a high-waisted... skirt a huge slit up the left leg.
Yeah, and all in red. Shuri makes it seem like you can see, you know, kitty cat. It's a great slit, but it is covered coming down towards her hips.
Like, and it's long.
Yeah.
It's not up to her waist. Where, you know, when you have those waist high slits, that's when, you know,
like a
gust
Christy
comes.
Teigen kind
exactly.
Of
that's
slip.
When you see
yes.
it. Yeah.
And it looked like she got a little boy short under there or something instead of just regular panties.
Oh.
So that's helpful.
Okay. All
one of my best
that's
friends,
cute.
She calls those period panties. She's like, when did period panties come into style?
But I love them. It's reminiscent to me of that old. That bathing suit from the 50s.
Yeah.
I love
it. We call them poom poom shorts.
Poom poom? Poom poom?
Poom poom shorts.
What's a poom poom now?
I mean, I don't
like
know.
Underneath the, underneath the cheerleading outfits?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, one day, like, not to get off track, but one day I went through this stage where I loved
now,
Lacoste.
Wait, but we're gonna have
gonna
to
finish.
You're gonna hear me interrupt Diva D because last week's show was a record breaking hour and a half. So we're gonna have to So go ahead, you have the floor.
Okay, well okay, so I'll make it quick. But I had this this idea in my head that I wanted this PK outfit, like a little tennis outfit. And I went to Lacoste and I said
Pastor Kid?
Like PK, the knit.
PK, gotcha.
Yeah, like
gotcha.
The little long sleeve knit shirt. So I went to Lacoste and I said, oh, I want some shorts. And they said, okay. And I said, oh, this is what I'm looking for. So I bought them, put them on. I went to my friend's house. She's like, get in the house. Why do you have your underwear on? I'm like, what are you talking about?
How funny
I wore these all up and down the coast to Malibu, West Hollywood, with the shirt on. It was matching. So then I go back to the store. I'm like, well, I want a black pair. I want other colors. And I said, don't you guys have other colors? And she kept bringing me, like, random shorts. And I said, you don't know what I'm talking about. I reached these. And she said, honey, that's the underwear the women wear
you
under their
stop.
Tennis skirts. I did not know. And I still have them.
Buddy.
I still have
that's
them.
Hilarious.
I loved them. Okay, but back
that
to that.
That is a fashion hiss. I'm just saying.
No, people are still talking about it, so I think it was a kiss.
Yeah, but they might be talking about it, but.
The streets were talking.
Yes. What they saying.
The streets were talking. If they still talking after a decade, it was looking good.
There you go.
Now, up in the gold, that is our girl Taraji, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was my favorite.
I love that. There was a lot
she
of sparkly, a lot of sequins, a lot of glitz. You know what, though, what I'm having a hard time with? Not so much on her dress, but the length. If we can go down to Zendaya. The ankle length. Kind of. Can we go down to Zendaya's picture?
In the green.
Zendaya, I think, she is just such a gorgeous, gorgeous young lady. I don't like that length.
But that's a trend
like
right now.
I like it though.
And you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Yes. And if you're tall enough, and like for me, like it works on her, and it looks very, very ladylike.
In the springtime,
50s,
you know, it's when you wear the what is it? The dresses? What are those?
Sundresses.
Sundresses. All that kind of stuff.
But usually
she
they're
delicate
long.
And dainty.
It looks like it should be like T length. It's long for a T length, but it's short for floor length. I don't think I'm feeling that hemline.
It's a very almost like ladies who lunches sort of thing. And I like it. I don't think the dress was appropriate for the MTV Movie Awards.
Now, why not?
I think you need to be a little bit more hip. I could see that more maybe like at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Or
it was see-through.
Yeah, that's why
well,
I liked it.
It was sheer. I don't think it was see-through.
No, it was see-through. You
or was
see
it that see-through?
Look, a little see-through.
She did the panties.
Yeah.
It was a sheer moment.
I would like to have seen her because I think the color
she's
is...
She's like, it was see-through.
The color is amazing. This pea green, awesome. I think it would have been beautiful as a romper for her.
Cute.
Don't you think? Like to that same neckline, the same. It's very very low cut. It's cut right down to the waist. It's open. She's got a little sleeve on that. To make that skirt into a pair of shorts, I think would have been adorable on her.
But you wanted a quiet moment from me. You got it.
She was going for a woman.
Yeah, that was too adorable. Like I think with this, she's still following into the Zendaya.
Yeah.
You know, she's not giving, I'm a freak, I'm a, you know.
So you think shorts would have said, I'm a freak?
I feel like it would have been kitty.
That would have been too...
Kitty?
It would have been juvenile.
Exactly.
And, like, the one thing that she does is she definitely plays... She's very young. She's only, 20, I think?
Yeah.
She plays with age a lot, and she will dress very mature and do her... And that's sort of like, I'm the lady that's 30 right now.
But still respectful.
But then she will turn it up and do something really sexy that's different, but it's not... She doesn't usually do juvenile, like, ever.
But this doesn't make her look... look like she's trying to look old.
No, I don't ever
and
think
that's
she's
what
trying
I like
to
about
it. I just like that she yeah. plays with that dynamic.
I always think, not always, but I would say 90. I know I love the hair.
I love that.
I mean, her hair is beautiful, yeah. but this length is very mom to me with that dress.
That's very bobbish.
Bobbish. It's cute. She looks young and fresh. But it's that length. It's that length. It to me it makes her look a little too old, and I think that's kind of where she always goes. I don't know who her stylist is, but they always dress her, I think, too old for what she really is. Embrace your youth.
But I think Zendaya is, she's very aware of her own personal style, mm-hmm. and she strikes me as one of these young stars that you can't really tell her that you have to wear this, that she's going to go in and say, okay, these are the options, and if she doesn't like it, she won't wear it. I disagree. I like the length. I mean, on Taraji, you think it makes Taraji look old?
No.
It's just you know, some people will like that length. We have our preferences. Yeah. I prefer short, short, and shorter.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I like short all the time. You know, clearly. I'm wearing underwear. But, and then,
I agree with you, too, but she's tall, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, when you're taller, you can just walk as a, like a.
I would have loved to have seen him legs.
She looks like a swan.
You can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, but then when Amber Rose stuck a leg out, you were like, look at all that leg.
Totally different. If she had, like I said, like a romper, like a short, they made that into shorts with pockets, that would have been banging.
No, that would have dated her, too.
Right.
That's not in.
Right. Exactly. It's, a romper is cute for the beach.
Yeah, not to the movie. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying when I say romper? Mm. I'm just talking about a one piece, that same fabric.
Yeah.
Same from the waist and above, and just to make that into, I thought that would.
What about a jumpsuit instead?
You know what? I would have liked, I can see it that in a jumpsuit. I could see it in a flowy, but gathered at the bottom, like kind of like a genie
bell
style.
Bell bottom.
I would just tear it all off and start over.
I know, right?
Cherie just wants to tear it down. Just tear it down and start all over.
But I love it from the neck up on her. I do.
Of course.
She's beautiful. I do. Okay, so let's, I think we got so much to talk about, and Courtney has to be, she's going to keep us timely today. Or not. Maybe you can leave. We're going to keep talking,
y'all just
Courtney.
Keep talking. Yeah.
Hello. So, final thoughts on what were some of the style trends that you guys were kind of like, okay, this is kind of the thing. This is what people are doing at the MTV Awards. And I do want to say this. I think the MTV Awards can be like very ambiguous. People don't know what to wear.
And that's what I saw. And it was a wide array. Like,
yes.
I was like, I think just coming off of the Met Gala, I'm like, I needed just something for a guideline for them to follow. Because it was just like busy.
It's not the Nickelodeon Awards. Right. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So it's still an award.
I think the trend was, for me, it was individuality. Is that they were all doing their own thing, because what is it about MTV and music is, you know, people doing their own thing. And so you had Taraji in a beautiful, you know, gown that was still fun. It had the cutout panels in the back, so it wasn't too stuffy and buttoned up. And then you had the young girl up at the top in the Fendi, Amanda Stenberg.
Yeah.
The one on the right?
Yeah, on the top right, and the stripe.
I thought it was Willow at first, when I saw.
That's
yes.
Because of the lipstick.
Well, yeah. The face. And
yeah,
the hair.
But
I didn't like that. I
loved it.
That.
Oh, I loved it.
I don't
it's
like
a
that
Fendi
all.
Runway
Why?
Piece, and it's a very girly
like,
sort
do.
Of fun
Maybe,
look.
This picture is
but
not
we
a
hissing.
Good. Yeah, because I
this
can't. Her body type
is
not giving me life in that. It's just wearing her.
I don't like it at all.
I loved it. She was one of my favorite looks.
Wow.
Because of the. You know, just like the shape of it, the style of it. She carried it off exactly the way it was done on the runway, with the exception of doing that real trendy Fendi booty that everybody's wearing right now. And I like that she popped a very neutral stripe color palette that almost sort of looks like her. And then you just see the shape. I like how she popped it with
that
blue lip.
And then the shoes, the red suede. I don't get it at all. I'm missing that. I'm hissing.
Yeah, me too.
You can hiss.
And then
hiss.
Is she top heavy or is it just the pockets?
She's probably
she's a little top heavy. Okay. But the pockets,
the pockets accentuate.
Yeah.
You know, I loved the one in the upper left-hand corner. She had the one shoulder. I don't know who it is. I'm thinking she's a model. The one with the, looks like.
Yeah, that
is that Jordan
Dunn?
Oh, my God. That is incredible. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that is stunning.
It's stunning. I wouldn't necessarily do it for the MTV Movie Awards. It seems more of like an evening, nighttime, Studio 54, 70s kind of vibe, going to the discotheque, you know, getting a couple of cocktails.
The pants, something about it just was like, that top is beautiful, that color.
But you know what that bottom is? I can't remember who the designer is, but that bottom is like what we talked about, those kind of those underwear that bathing suit. That's what she's doing. So then it's kind of a layered thing. So you have a high-waisted undergarment, and then you have the pants that are, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say she's sagging, but lower. It's kind of, that's like a, it hits on the hip, the waistband.
She wasn't my favorite look. I liked the top. And I like the pants. I like those pieces individually. Okay. I don't necessarily like them together. But it looks, I mean, Jordan, it's hard for her to look bad in anything.
She's gorgeous. What, who is she, a model?
She's a model.
She's like me. It's hard to look
bad. All right. Well, let's move on, y'all. Speaking of, okay, fashion, because we want to kind of still stay in the fashion, on the fashion topic. And we're going to go to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Ooh, shady. Are you still recruiting ratings?
Their ninth reunion just aired Sunday, and this is what the girls wear. Now, obviously, I'm thinking that the message was, y'all wear something jewel-toned.
You know, it just seemed...
Like, what were they told?
They were not told anything. They get to wear whatever they want.
Right.
And be as flashy as they can be.
Yeah. We can, I mean, you can run, like, from Cynthia...
I love Cynthia.
Cynthia, to me, she's never 100% together.
Interesting.
The hair.
Yeah, the hair was much.
It's like, you know what, let's just use all the bundles. Let's use all the wigs. Put them all
the
in.
Bundles.
Like, it's, like her head is going.
I love
but
it.
But she does that Diana Ross kind of
Diana Ross
thing.
Never looked like that.
Well, Diana Ross still was known. There's times when Diana had
you're comparing that look to Diana Ross. Diana Ross had big hair, but it was done well. This isn't done well. It's just everywhere.
Yeah, the front was a little odd.
It's everywhere.
Maybe the styling was not on Diana Ross's level because, you know, Diana Ross is Diana Ross.
She's an icon.
And she has the best hairstylist in the world.
Right.
But she was supermodel for her. I would imagine she has access to
supermodel.
The best of the best.
She
Cynthia
is,
Bailey was not a supermodel?
No. A supermodel is Naomi Campbell. You going to put her in the category with Naomi Campbell?
Well, I guess I won't.
No. She was
was a very commercial model.
She was a commercial model.
But she's consistently worked for like 30 years.
Yes, for a long time.
So. Exactly. All she was a consistent
a
working model.
A successful model.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. The dress I like, but I think... The dress, her hair needed to be away from it.
Yeah,
because it made everything look dramatic.
I still think she looks beautiful. Kenya looks like she's going to a quinceañera.
Yeah, the color I like for her, the golds and the yellows look great on her, but the dress is horrible.
What about Candy's jumpsuit?
She's not tall enough.
We just don't like it. I love a jumpsuit.
I think her
jumpsuit needed to be like a tapered leg instead of that wide leg because it just made everything.
She looked real stumpy.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
You have to know your body type, what you can and what you can't. Now, Phaedra's look, what is she?
She looks pregnant. Or like, you know, her.
But I like the color on her.
Yeah.
Phaedra, I think overall, Phaedra and Frickin' Frack, I think overall had the best. Complete look.
Okay, gotcha.
I liked Phaedra's dress. I didn't love it.
No.
It was okay. It seemed like it was a last minute decision. It, you know.
The level right under her boobs.
Yeah.
And then.
That's an empire.
It didn't work for this.
It was a declining empire.
And she's short. She's like super short.
But I loved her hair. Like the color.
Her makeup was the best it's ever been.
Yes.
And when she came back from the break. And then recurled. I was like,
yeah, she looked beautiful. She did.
Now, the best
what about Elvis? I mean, Portia.
Elvis.
I like the little Elvis hair. I liked the hair, and I liked the dress.
I didn't like the Elvis. I
like the color of the dress.
I like the color.
Too much fabric.
It was very pageant. Like
I didn't like
all
it.
The boobs.
Her whole look. That I guess because it's a different look for her. Right. I didn't like it.
I liked. I didn't
it
think
aged her. The
I
hair
think
aged
if
her.
She had covered it, it would have been better. I love the hair because it's different. Normally, she's doing the go naked, and she took an opportunity to say, you know, I'm going to rock my own
and
hair.
Everybody's molding
her hair right now,
and I loved it.
Yeah, that's her hair.
I didn't know that. I thought she had, like, a wig on or something.
It could be a wig.
Super
who knows?
Cute.
I think it's close to whatever her own hairstyle is. But what I like about her is that her makeup was flawless as well until she cried it all off.
Yes.
Until, you know.
And Sheree, I like the color. I like Sheree, the dress.
Sheree
could
have gone home and started over.
Yes. That Zach pose. Like, yes.
She was very safe, right?
It looked like Zach by Zach Posen. Yeah. It didn't even look like mainline Zach Posen. The color didn't look good. It washed
really?
Her out.
And she had the heavy makeup.
The makeup was
the dark
ashy.
Makeup,
the dark lipstick.
I thought she looked good.
Her face with Kenya's
that.
Leg would have been perfect.
Ooh.
Ash on top
was
of ash.
She lowered it.
Oh, my goodness.
Kenya kept lifting up that
what
dress,
What is wrong
honey?
With her?
Well, she should have lifted up her
She boot. Had a very quiet reunion. This is like, it was very un-Kenya-like. So let's talk about, because we talked about Frickin' Frack, who they're mm-hmm. saying is, what are they calling them? Fake and fraud?
I've heard that.
Fake and fraud. So this is a caption.
This is perfect.
How, yes. Oh. So it was this reunion was really epic. I mean, it really was epic. And Courtney, you want to set it up? Or you
I
want
mean,
me to set it,
it
up?
Was the funeral of Ms. Phaedra Parks Esquire. She's been on this show for 8 seasons, I think now, or
yes.
it might have been 7.
Yes.
I think
maybe
she came
seven.
In the third season,
maybe 7.
And basically, you know, she had she copped to finally that she started. A lie.
She didn't. She never copped to it.
She did cop to it.
She said she repeated
no, she
it.
Didn't.
She whatever.
You know what? Let me.
Either way, it came from her mouth.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm gonna set it up before we get into it, just so our viewers know what's happening during the season. There were these allegations against Candy and her husband Todd that she wanted that they wanted to drug Portia basically and take her back to the sex dungeon. That comes out and. We don't know who said it. Then we find out that Phaedra said it on the reunion. And the other level to that is we find out that Phaedra, it was for she told it to her BFF, Portia, like it was first-hand information.
Right.
Like Candy told Phaedra, and then Phaedra told Portia. So now y'all can go ahead.
Right. Well, I think
the way that
Portia received it,
yes.
and the way she heard it, and a lot of times when you hear something that like people can say, "Oh, there's perception," but Portia let her know, "No, I asked
oh,
you
three
multiple times,
3 different times,
and
no,
it, you said it this
that.
Way." Now Phaedra's
yes.
gonna ride or die with her story because yes. she's an attorney. She knows that she can't be caught up. Saying that you were trying to sex drug somebody
mm-hmm.
to go take them back and have sex and all of these other things. So her story is, well, I heard it from other people, and I'm sorry if you misunderstood me. Like that's what she
yeah.
kept trying to ride,
which is crazy
right.
because as an attorney, you I don't think you'd ever be that careless
yes.
with that type of information.
Well,
and she's always branded herself as not only a Southern Belle, but a very professional woman who
yes.
doesn't
right.
have
time
to gossip because
nonsense.
She's and all this stuff because she's
a,
got so many jobs.
And a Christian
right.
woman.
And a Christian
woman.
Well, the rumor
we all
is...
do that. Christians, we all have our moments.
But that's
yeah,
moment.
We do.
But this
we
was
doing
a
revival. Do you put revivals together?
Yes.
And you doing the dirt? And you put it on everybody
and you
else?
Telling everybody
yeah.
else to like
it's
get their
you,
stuff together?
Okay, that's true. I'm not putting a restoration together.
But the word on the street is that she kept saying it was given to her in terms of the information is that the producer, Carlos King, is the one that fed her that information to have a storyline on the show. But that's why they're claiming that she's being fired is because the producers are saying, absolutely not. We would never be that
reckless.
Well,
he was fired, too.
Well, he left to go to another show.
Yeah.
He resigned.
So, he resigned last year.
He resigned.
Yeah.
This is my question, though. If it was really, if that was the case, if the producer told her that it gave her that information, fed her that information, wouldn't you at that moment put that out there? I would.
But they're
I would have thrown him clean under the
they're
bus.
They're saying she did, and she's saying that she did, and it was edited out of the reunion show. That's what the, you know. That's
which
what
would
the
make, I mean,
her.
If they don't want the
yes.
fourth wall broken, that would
right.
make sense.
Yes.
That they don't want that
that's
information
what they said.
Out.
The thing is, it's in the contract that you could never break the fourth wall. Mm. So you can't tell that, so they had to edit it out.
So is it Andy Cohen that's actually perpetrating a fraud?
Even though
like
he
Andy
was
can,
walking
Andy
around
really
talking
shady.
About how you feel about it. Oh, Phaedra,
I'm
don't you think as a lawyer this is a bad idea? I'm so shocked. I'm so
I'm
surprised.
Well,
I didn't buy that at all.
Well, they say that, you know, people are saying that she got fired, and Bravo keeps putting out statements that nothing has been said. In stone. And my attitude is, you know, with that show, that show in particular is the most popular housewife show in the franchise.
Yes.
It's the most lucrative. It's the most popular around the world. One of my black Instagram friends from Sweden was, tweeting about it and talking about it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, they are up to date on this over in Sweden, talking about Phaedra and the shenanigans.
Wow.
So at first I thought, well, maybe they'll demote her like they did Portia after she dragged her.
Yeah.
And demote her as a friend of the housewives. But then I said, but doesn't one of them have to be your friend?
Yeah.
So, I feel like they could possibly bring her back.
I think they are because,
this
makes
it's
a
the
great
drama
storyline.
Yeah,
he's gonna rebond with her.
You know what? I don't
think
they will. I think it would be a really bad move to bring her back.
But I think they're gonna do it to have everybody come against her and be on her. Like that's gonna make people want to see what happened next.
You have to draw a line at some point. You have to stand for something. Like what was it? VH1 with the Chad and Evelyn show. Remember?
Mm-hmm. That was abuse, though.
Yeah,
that was physical
abuse.
This is
a rape allegation.
It's technically on that level.
Like
hearsay.
She
can lose her license
if she
acknowledged that she said it. Yeah, she can. But, to get like a decent slander, and I'm not an attorney, but I've, dealt with a few of my friends that have filed defamation and slander suits. You have to show like a loss of something.
But she
and Candy owns a sex toy line, like that could technically be good for her business. So it's not.
I don't think being a rapist could be good for, being dubbed. Because,
what was you
going to say? Say, Courtney.
No, I can't say. I can't repeat it. Lord won't let me.
Yeah.
But you felt it. The Lord put the energy in you, and then he stopped
That's
it when it got to you.
The devil put that energy in, and then the Lord was like, girl, you better wrangle
that back down. But what I'm saying is that at this point, like everything that we see, if Phaedra continues to say, I shouldn't have repeated it. And you saw her keep saying that, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have repeated it.
I messed up.
I shouldn't have repeated it. At this point, it's hearsay. Mm-hmm. And so, could somebody file a complaint against her about, with her law license? Yes. Could she possibly be sanctioned and, be penalized through, her legal board?
And
yes.
And she would be subpoenaed to testify, of course.
But
and
it would all be, it's not going to get that far because, like you said, the fourth wall. They don't want to do it.
They won't bring her back. They can't.
It's a show. I think they should bring her back.
They can't.
And you know why I think they will? Because she hasn't shut down the comments on her Instagram. People are going at her, but there are a lot of people who are supportive of her still.
Yeah.
I think what led to her doing that, I don't agree with what she did. I think it was scandalous and tacky and baseless what she did.
I got a theory, too. Let me hear your theory.
But I think she still wakes up in the morning sometimes and sees Candy and Todd sitting up on that motorcycle and bike in the garage when the feds were coming after her. And like Todd made that comment, the feds are still watching. Well, if they're still watching her, they're still watching your garage because you were the ones that had all of the goods in the garage. And then you blamed, then you try to put it on her and say, well, you called the feds on us. You're on TV. And just like you can say, well, what she said is libel, slanderous, defamation, what they did was technically criminal, hiding assets. Candy's got, relatives and people who've gone to jail, so she should know that you can't harbor somebody's assets, especially for a crime like, RICO and fraud.
Lord Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
But I think you can't say that because, first of all, her husband, that's being a down friend. Because did he say, hide this from me because the feds are on me?
Because at that point, they were still working.
Needed,
they were still going through the process of all the legal stuff.
I think he was like,
can you keep this from me? Because
I
don't want her to have
this
it.
This bee is trying to take me for everything. And they know how Phaedra is. Because he's like, well, she took me for... Okay, put it in the garage.
But she wasn't suing him. It was... He was under investigation for defrauding people. And so when you're hiding ass... I don't think he was hiding, though. He was stealing.
He stole
identities.
No, but it wasn't hiding. They weren't hiding. It's like, oh, hey,
I need to put my stuff.
I'm going through this divorce. Can you help a sister out?
Right.
Can I keep my stuff
my
in your
point
garage?
Is, knowing what they knew
but they
about...
Didn't.
Everyone knew. Everyone knew he was under investigation.
Yeah, but you don't know the extent of exactly what's happening. You don't know if he's been sanctioned at this point.
But you know the charges. You know the charges. And at that point, he had pretty much been found guilty. He was waiting to go away. Like, they were waiting to send him away.
Let me ask you, though, because we need to move on to Bow Wow. Do you think that friendship between Portia and Phaedra is repairable?
I think they could be. I think they could be social friends with like a little. Like, Portia's always going to have an eye open, and you know, give you a kiss, and it would be years before it ever got really friendly. I don't think
could
it'll ever get
it,
back to what it was.
No, like I can't trust you.
Yeah,
we can't be friends.
Really, what I think Portia's because part, and I'm sorry to say this, but she's considered. I didn't say it. She's considered dumb. But you know, somebody so dumb that they smart on one thing.
She ain't that dumb, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I learned that from that. She ain't that dumb.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, she has dumb moments.
Yes.
But she's...
She has blonde moments. She does.
Yes. Right. She calculated.
Dingy.
Wait a minute. Yes. I heard Phaedra said that I was dumb. So now, that's what she said, you use me. She realized that she was a pawn. Because who else did Phaedra have?
Yeah. Nobody.
And I think in those, in reality or whatever, you try to form allegiances.
Right.
And, you know, Phaedra, to me, preyed on what she thought was the weakest link.
But I will say, just in one other thing, Candy and Kenya have sidecarred on Phaedra for storylines for years. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of what Candy's storyline has been is her employees and her mom, you know, talking this about Phaedra, talking that about Phaedra, talking about Apollo.
But you don't always pick your storylines.
Exactly.
I mean, you just don't. Things happen. And then the producers are like, okay, well, listen, we need you to talk about this.
Which basically says what else was going on in her life. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as exciting. So it was like they were sidecarring on her storyline or using her storyline as their sidecar. Same with Kenya. Kenya's supposedly moving on. She's got Matt. She's got a man. But she still got issues with Phaedra.
She got Matt.
Who got issues with Portia?
Well, she had Matt.
Phaedra came back with her. Because remember, she went with her to Detroit or to Michigan to go do
that. She invited her. Because Kenya wasn't doing nothing for Detroit anyway ever since she got that one check. She didn't do anything else with them kids.
Let's move on. Our show is perpetrating a fraud. So let's move on to this Bow Wow story, which is really, really interesting.
It's hilarious.
Bow Wow,
there we see him on the red carpet. Bow Wow, a.k.a. Shad Moss.
Now, this was in Paris, right?
I don't know where it was, child.
He'll tell you it was in Paris.
All right. Right. He was caught in a lie Tuesday after he posted a photo of a private jet on his Instagram account indicating he was flying private to New York for his growing up hip-hop press run. But a fan photographed him on a commercial for flight in coach, not on a jet on the same day. And this is what Osama been drinking. But I don't think Osama been drinking posted the Instagram. I think he just kind of did the whole thing. On the left is what Bow Wow posted. It's, you know, a picture of a Mercedes that has driven up to and apparently that's a stock image.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And you could tell that that's an old image because that's not a recent Mercedes.
Oh,
yeah, because when I looked at that Mercedes, I said, oh, that's the one before the last
one. He was rushing, honey. He was rushing
that was 4 years
his
ago.
to make his flight. And so pull that other picture back up so we can see it.
You know I'm so petty.
And what did the guy say? The guy says, so this guy, Lil Bow Wow, so he's on the flight with Lil Bow Wow. He says, so this guy, Lil Bow Wow, was on my flight to New York, but on Instagram, he posted a picture of a private jet captioned traveling to NY today. SMH, shaking my head.
Now, there he is in coach. That looks like first class, because it's a TV right there, too.
But first class ain't private.
I know, but I'm saying, I don't think, coach, I'm like, that's real, like, oh my God.
They said it was coach.
You just have to pay for them.
So... That is, let me ask you a question, though, because he got caught in a lie. He responded. He, you know, went to his Instagram, said some crazy stuff.
He said they put up an old image. And I said, that Snap won't let you put up an old image. Snap goes up and goes away.
Sometimes the best thing to do is just not say nothing. Not say nothing.
Cop to it, brother.
But let me ask you this, though, because in the hip-hop culture, it's all about, you know... jockeying for position, talking about what you have. It's about money, bling.
Is he considered in the hip-hop culture anyway?
He's doing a show. Hip-hop, yes.
Growing up hip-hop, but he want to be recognized as an actor.
He's not black.
As a producer now, and he's not black. So, like, why does he feed into that?
Yeah, that's
remember
what
he said?
Yeah.
He said,
I'm not black, I'm biracial.
I'm biracial. Have you seen my dad? Because he's light-skinned. Oh, crazy.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Wait. That's a whole other show. But don't you think that some of that is branding? Do I really want to, if I'm a Bow Wow fan, do I really want to see the real, the truth? Do I want to see him on a plane and coach?
Yes.
No one's buying into Bow Wow anyway. The brand, whatever brand he had, mm-hmm. isn't selling. If it is, it's not selling at Saks or Barney's. It's down at the 99 cent shop. Nobody's buying into him. And so I don't understand why. But it's true. I mean, and if you're part of hip hop culture, what's the old saying? Ain't no future in your fronting. He's fronting. I mean, it comes
out. But most
out.
Of them do front.
They most, yeah,
that's
they
what
do.
I'm saying. Like, that's a
but
kind
he
could have
turned it
do.
Into a joke. But, like, he could have been in coach and he could have wrote, like, oh, they couldn't cop for a first class ticket for my tour.
But
that's
the ones that are fronting, usually they have some talent behind it to back it up. You see them putting on the gold chains, and we all know it's probably borrowed or they just kept it and they've got a lawsuit, somebody chasing after them. But, you know, a lot of times they have the music chops and the performances, and, you know, they're selling out either small shows or mid-sized venues to back it up. Mm-hmm. What is he selling out?
Like, well, he's got a show. He's but still working.
Yeah, yeah. But I think how, because, okay, honestly, when I saw that post,
yes.
Now, I know of the show Growing Up Hip-Hop. Yeah. I know one of the producers. I know the company's doing it. I'm like, they provide private jets.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wait a minute.
There you
immediately.
Go.
So I think he plays himself because, why? At least be on Puffy's private jet, you know what I mean? Yeah. Act like it's your, you know what I mean?
Right.
You really were on there. Like, there's some levels to your frauding. I'm not a fraud, but I mean, just, you know what I mean?
So we don't. Job, none of us have done fraudulent things.
Well, somebody made a comment on one of the posts and said,
"What you doing at our show?"
He was cute. You can come back.
No, he wasn't.
You know what?
We just had a random
walk in.
Visit
coming to the studio.
DVD
is ready to run after.
Honey, I was waiting for the left hand to come through the door to see if there was a band on it.
Trying to dry up that dry spell. Okay.
Trying to wetten it up.
Moisturize it.
Make it rain.
So, yeah, but so that's what I'm saying. Like, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. He can't really say. He can't post that he's... Say he wasn't coach. We don't really know. Good point. We don't know. The guy who... You know, put him on Instagram, said, I'm in coach. He's sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the thing is, like, we don't want to know that. I don't want to see, you know, people that I idolize and people that I look up to.
You
I don't
idolize
see them in
Bow Wow?
Hell to the no.
Thank you. Nobody's checking for Bow Wow.
But there are people checking for Bow Wow. We
to
can't
see
say
that he's
that.
Fraudulent. The
no,
only ones checking for him
are
the ones calling
are,
him
he's
out.
He's got an audience. He's got a market. He's got, you know, these young girls love him. And the thing is, there is an image that you have to project. That's branding. That's marketing. Like, he's got a certain... I don't think that's... It is fraudulent in the sense that it's not true, but there's a pressure to perform. There's a pressure to be something that maybe at some points in your life, you're not. That's the fake it till you make it.
I think he was
or
there
to
at
fake
one
it till you
point,
make it again.
And, you know, he's faking it to still be there. He was big back when he was really
right.
young. When he was little Bow Wow.
Can we fault him for
when
that,
he
though?
Was
that's
big.
What I'm saying. Can we fault him for doing
yes.
that?
He could have just blamed United and said they bumped
blame
him out
United.
Of first class.
But you know what? Don't even. Don't, but come on.
But
they dragged me off the private jet.
They put me in coach.
That's funny. I do want to be clear. I think anytime you lie or you present something that really is not what it really is, I think that's fraudulent behavior.
Right.
That's not honorable. But I'm saying, is there pressure?
Yeah, there's definitely pressure.
Does your audience, do we put pressure on these celebrities to do things like that?
There's pressure on everybody. Regular people have pressure to feel like their Instagrams look interesting and like they look cute. Like they take, why do you think people take 800 selfies before they put one up?
Oh,
like you
want
to look perfect, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm
we all
perpetrating a fraud.
Or that slim
shoot,
look.
Me too.
That's side view.
You know?
I'm
slim. And then when you see the people in real life, you're like, oh my gosh, I thought they had lost weight.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, I'm like, oh.
Listen.
We all do it.
Let me tell you, ain't nobody perpetrating a fraud more so than us women. Seriously. Am I lying? You can feel, you can touch me. I'm real, but yes,
but
I know what
different.
I don't
but you're
do
not
is
lying
I don't
about it.
Yeah,
but you're not lying about it. You're not fronting that it's your hair. You know, like you're not saying, "Oh, this is my hair." What are you talking about?
Me?
It's not
this
my
is
hair.
Hair.
What, you know, what I'm,
like I bought
what,
it. What are you
like
about?
What I'm saying is, it's like if you're weaving, if you're wigging, you're not the type of person to say, "Oh no, this is my real hair." Like, what are you talking about? You know, and that's the difference. I think gone are the days where we really put celebrities on this platform and didn't really care what their lifestyle was. Now we want to know. And now with social media and Instagram, you know, we can call it out. It's like you said, on Instagram, there's pressure. People want to look cute in their pictures. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to filter it until you look like a totally different person.
Right, which is
what a lot of people do.
Or
exactly.
You don't have, he could have just been in New York and got a video walking
but
down the street.
What I know is the public is harsh. The public is harsh. So I understand. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate. I understand doing things to project a certain image.
You have a soft
because
spot for
I think I just have a soft spot for people in general. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think I just I
except
do.
Phaedra.
Except Phaedra.
She don't like rape charges.
Except Phaedra. But what was really funny is now they have this whole incident sparked the hashtag Wow Challenge.
It's so good.
You got to see some of these photos, you guys. We could not leave you without seeing some of these photos.
The
okay.
Internet is undefeated.
This is one. Do you see what this one says? This one is they posted the top at the stadium. And at the bottom is what it really is. Like they're in front of a computer, they got somebody with a light and taking a picture. What's the next one?
Oh,
okay, the next one says with my man, and then she shows you what the real is. She just holding up a pair of pants and she got some shoes.
Don't mess.
That is my
but man. That's my favorite. Look at the Range Rover. Look at what it really is. This is a little miniature car.
Yeah, the miniature in the car shower. Was the best. That is good.
But you know, people have been doing that on Instagram. Yeah. Like, people have been doing that, and they've been called out. You know, like, everyday people trying to come up and, you know, make a name for themselves, and they've been called out. So, if Instagram's going to call out regular old everyday people,
they're definitely calling out.
I think people are, when they see a celebrity, they're looking for something to be off, because then they can get a little bit of fame for being the one that posted it.
Right. It's a little bit of piggybacking. But you know what? The thing is, I think at the end of the day, you just got to laugh it off. You know what I'm saying? It, all this that glitters and the celebrity and the private jets and the cars and the houses, at the end of the day, does that really matter? Does that really make you who you are?
Honey, a private jet could go down just as well
exactly.
You know, and they do. They
when it's your time, it's your time.
Too, man.
And you guys, that's, I'm going to do, I want to do the Halo Award. It's Mother's Day is this Sunday. Yay. So, we're just saluting moms. So I'll close it out because I do want to pray. I want to put the pray in Eat, Pray, and Live.
Put it back in ever since
Hello, we got it.
She was like, we need to speak it out loud.
And this is the first time we prayed. Hello.
Oh, we can. I can pray. You act like I don't pray.
No. I'm saying this is the first time we really just prayed on the show. But I do. I want to pray and cover moms and speak over them.
I guess I'll take it as a...
It's a good
compliment
thing.
For bringing
you,
it
you
in.
You have brought the spirit back, honey. Absolutely.
You brought them back.
They said, need it.
Courtney, what is your takeaway from today's show? And how can the viewers keep up with you?
Viewers can keep up with me everywhere on social media at Stuart Starlet. And my takeaway from today is I am a fraud. I just realized. Because I'm supposed to be still doing the whole 30 during the week. I done had champagne and I'm about to eat a cupcake. And I'm all right with it.
Hello. DVD.
Okay, well, you guys can keep up with me on Instagram.
No music yet. We're not done. We're not ready for music.
Mm-mm. Oh, see, he got about three more minutes. He wants to push. They're like, get Diva out of here before he do something crazy. He's going to start taking his clothes off. you can keep up with me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Diva D. And my takeaway today is, you know, be true to yourself. Always be true to yourself because somebody out there is watching.
Yes.
And Karma, what did I say last time? 2017
karma,
is an angry black woman.
That's what
you she
said.
Will get you.
Right. Yes, she will.
She will get you. So just stay true to yourself.
Yes.
And regardless of how much makeup, hair, whatever you put on, go outside with none of that on every once in a while so you know and remember that this is what you actually look like. This is what I actually look like, though.
All right, me too, honey.
So you can keep up with me, Michelle, all E's, Epps, on everything. My takeaway is if you have fans that you have to front and fake with, they're not real fans because when you fall, are they going to still be there? So, because I like to keep it real, sometimes too real. My mouth does get me in trouble at times, but, you know, hey, I'm not with the frauding. I just keep it real. What you see on my Instagram is how I'm living now. You also got to make it interesting now.
Hello.
But whatever I'm doing is what I'm really doing.
I love it. Okay, I really do need the music off because I ain't praying over BHL music. Hello. Okay.
Hello. He heard Madea.
So I'm a pray. But what the thing is, there's an old saying that says if you fall for the cheers, you'll fall for the jeers, which means that the same people you allow to build you up, you will give them the power to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
So just be your own person. And can we close our eyes and pray? I wrote my prayer down. I am not perpetrating a fraud. This is my prayer.
Hold hands now.
That I type out. Okay, let's hold hands.
I'm trying to see what she's going to say.
All right, okay.
I close my eyes.
Father, we just pray right now. We pray over mothers because Mother's Day is coming up, and we know that mothers, it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. So we celebrate mothers today. We celebrate bonus moms, real moms, single moms, moms-to-be. We just really honor and celebrate you. And we ask that God just cover you in with his strength and in his tenacity, and he replenish the virtue that has gone out of you in the name of Jesus. And that while you're on this journey to motherhood, we will make mistakes. We will fall short. And the best thing sometimes we can do for ourselves is to forgive ourselves, is to cover ourselves with the same grace and love that God has imparted to us. So, Father, we just thank you right now for allowing us to be moms, for the honor and the privilege of really raising your children. We do not take that lightly. We say thank you. We ask that you increase our understanding. We ask that you give us supernatural wisdom as we lead these, as we lead our children into adulthood and just basically citizens in the world and kingdom citizens that will give you the glory, that will give you the praise. And I thank you for every mom watching right now. We thank you. We ask that you cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet with peace and with joy. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all Amen. For watching. That is our show. God bless. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. You know the first.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.